Dr. Iyad Mohammed is an Egyptian national whose work visa was revoked in 2006. Yet, since that time, he has operated on countless patients, some paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for routine cosmetic procedures. The LADA looking into possible criminal charges in connection to the death of one patient. Now, the son of another of Dr. Mohammed's patients tells us his 77-year-old mother underwent several days of surgery in the doctor's office and was left in great pain for months. She is suing the doctor and has filed a complaint with the state medical board. We've agreed to call the woman's son only by his first name, Nelson, he says, to spare his mother embarrassment.
She was in severe pain, went to the emergency room at least three times, once by ambulance, told her that his surgeries would add 20 years to her life. So that's pretty compelling when you're dealing with someone in their 70s and telling them they're going to get an extra 20 years.
Nelson says Dr. Mohammed wanted some $200,000 for body and face work on his mother, but agreed to accept $100,000 if the woman enlisted in a medical study, a study our investigations have shown never existed. She stopped payment after $55,000, but her son says the doctor threatened to sue for more than $250,000. And how does Nelson feel now that the government says Dr. Mohammed should not have been in this country when he operated on his mom?
Clearly something isn't in place to protect patients, and protecting against doctors who shouldn't be in the country is important, but more than that, protecting against doctors who act against the interests of their patients is what shocks me even more.
The lawyer for the family of the patient who died put KNX in touch with the attorney representing Nelson's mother. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.